Welcome to Not Made to Be Subtle, the podcast that will ignite the flame within women just like you. The place where we're going to reject the ordinary, embrace audacity, and step into our unapologetic boldness. I'm Katie Langford, real estate investor, motivational speaker, champion of women, and your guide on this journey. In a world where societal expectations often tell women we've got to calm down, be quiet, be more subtle, we are here to say absolutely not, no more. No, this podcast, this is going to be your place, your sanctuary for unfiltered conversations with badass women who dared to ask, is this it? And then decided to go after more. I want you to join me as we explore stories of courage, resilience, and transformation. But we're not here to just inspire you. No, we are here to propel you into that badass version of yourself that lies within you. So stay tuned for this episode of Not Made to Be Subtle, because you, my friend, you were never made to be subtle. Every once in a while, we all need pep talk. I want to invite you to open your eyes, your ears, and your heart. I want you to be open to what it is that I believe in you and what I think can actually happen for your life. You see, because there is only one you, and there will ever only be one you, the one and only you, you, my dear, you are destined for greatness. I don't know what greatness looks like for your life. I don't know if you're going to have your greatness within your family, if it's going to be within your work at a job or a company that you're building. I don't know if your greatness is going to show up in your community or if it's going to be something that impacts the world. But I do know this. There will never, ever be another one like you. You were made for this time. You were made for this moment in history. Now, I also know what it's like to be given a big calling. Maybe you don't think that your calling is that big, but I promise you, if you are being called to do something in your life, it is big. Why? Because it can be super freaking scary. I know that I have been so scared of my calling in the past. In fact, I have been on my knees praying that my gifts and my talents would shift or change, that I would become someone else, because sometimes my calling feels so big. It feels so hard. It feels as if I will never, ever be prepared for that. If you have ever doubted yourself, if you have ever been in the place where you say, who am I? Who am I to think that I can bring this idea into the world? Who am I to believe that I can do it? You are not alone. I have been there. I have said all of those things. I have said, you can't do it, Katie. You're not worthy of doing it. I have said, who are you to believe that this should be the thing that you want? Who are you to believe that you can speak into the lives of women? I have said it all. I have been through it all. And I have had those exact same doubts. But I want you to consider this. If you have an idea, if you have some nugget, some brainchild, something inside of you that says, I am meant to do X, Y, Z, it is absolutely imperative that you take a few steps towards uncovering X, Y, Z. You may be asking yourself, how the heck do I do that? How will I know if this is the right path? You might be stuck in analysis paralysis, thinking your way through it. And here's what I know, lady, you cannot think yourself into action. You cannot think yourself into your dreams and your goals becoming reality. You actually have to take a step. I believe in you. I believe in your crazy ideas. I believe that you are meant to do something with this incredible gift that we call life. So when you are doubting, use my belief. When you get into a circle and people say you're crazy, you can't possibly make this happen, you tell them that Katie Langford believes that you can. You see, we're never going to know the entire path. We're never going to have a red carpet rolled out with exactly step-by-step plan of how we're going to accomplish what we are supposed to. We can only take the one step one day at a time. But I promise you that when you take a step, when you move yourself into action, when you move, even when you are full of doubt or insecurity or questioning, things will happen. The right people will come into your life. The right opportunities will come into your life. The resources will come into your life. But if you stay still, none of that will happen. You have two choices in life. One is to stay still and potentially regret not making a move. Two is to say, you know what? I may be scared. I may be nervous. I may be anxious. I may be worried. But I'm going to decide that I can do this. I'm going to decide that my goals and my dreams, that the vision that only I have been given, I'm going to decide that I'm going to step into that. Lady, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to be easy. And I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to fail, that you're not going to fall, that you're not going to stumble. You will. You will. If you're going after the thing that you want, you're going to hit roadblocks. But roadblocks are not going to stop you. There is only one you. And the one and only you is destined for greatness. Use my belief in you. Use the belief that other people have in you and go out and do it. Because what you are trying to bring into the world, what you're trying to show people, what you're trying to create, what you're trying to build, what you're trying to model, our world needs it. Our world needs it. So let this be a sign that you are absolutely supposed to take one step. As my gran always told me, you just do it. You put one foot in front of the other every single day. You got this, sis. I cannot wait to celebrate with you and cheer you on. Just know that no matter what doubt you have, I promise you that my belief in you and what you can do is 1,000 times greater than your doubt can ever be. So take that step and go freaking do it. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Not Made to Be Subtle. Remember, we're not just a podcast. No, we are a movement for women just like you. And if today's episode resonated with you, please don't keep it to yourself. I promise that there is a woman in your sphere of influence who also needs to hear this message. Also, I would love for you to hit that like button, hit subscribe, and please give us your feedback by leaving a comment. Your feedback is the fuel that helps us in our mission to bring you content that you love, that you want, and that you crave. And until next time, I want you to stay fierce. Stay badass, and always remember that you, my dear, were not made.